There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Rob.
And I'm Trevor. Yeah, might be a little switched around.
Okay, just kidding. I'm Trevor.
Yeah, and I'm Rob. I just got done watching... first of all, full disclosure, I am in a terrible mood tonight, and I have no idea why. Just a shitty, awful mood. Again, no reason. I have no reason to be in a bad mood, because I just got done watching probably the greatest show on television, or one of the greatest shows on television, The Walking Dead.
Okay, how was it?
It was an amazing episode this week. An amazing episode. I'm not even going to talk about it, because I'm afraid somebody out there hasn't had a chance or is just getting into the show and is starting from the beginning. I don't even want to give it away for people. But last night's episode, new episode, season 3, episode 4, was fucking amazing. It was a great episode. Yeah, I kind of laughed at the end too. I don't know what it is about that show that's so good, but it is good. Everybody needs to check it out. Really, seriously. The first two seasons are on Netflix. We're in episode 4 of season 3 right now. I really urge people to check it out. So, anyway, I just got done watching it. An amazing episode. Yeah, you know, MJ Rob in the chat room says season 2 was so bad it turned me off. I thought the end of season 2 made up for the whole season. I thought season 2 was pretty good. I'm scared of season 3 that they're going to ruin the show, but that's just me. Enough about me. Trevor, you survived Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, a lot of craziness. It's still crazy. I mean, gas lines for miles. They're still picking up all the trees. A lot of people still don't have power. I mean, sometimes they bullshit around about storms being, you know, they say it's going to be a huge storm. And it turns out to be nothing.
Right.
Well, this storm was probably the, I've never lived through a bigger storm than this one.
Now, you could tell, even the news outlets were like, you know, they didn't say this exactly, but they just kind of, they hinted towards it. You know, we've kind of exaggerated in the past, but we're not exaggerating this time.
Yeah, I was about to say, you could tell the seriousness when the mayor was like, nobody can be out on the street on Sunday, and the storm wasn't going to start until, like, Monday night.
Right, right.
That's like, you know, we need this time to get our shit together.
You know, but all the good things that the mayor did were immediately erased by him wanting to push forward with the marathon.
Honestly, I'm going to give him... I thought he did a great job. So, I think him, the governor, I think they all did a really good job.
I was governor, a Navy SEAL. Oh, were you talking about somebody else?
Yeah, I think they all did a really... I think all of our public officials really did a good job here.
I thought Bloomberg fucked up his whole thing with the marathon. The marathon, not running the marathon, was a no-brainer. And he pushed that right up to the end.
Yeah, I'm not going to let that overshadow all the other good things he did, though.
I don't know. Now, people in the chat room and around the world actually want to know, I think you've said it in the past, but where in New York generally are you?
Queens.
Okay, you're in Queens. Yeah. So are there bad, you're not waiting in line for gas or anything?
No, I mean, I barely drive my car. It's got 3/4 of a tank, and I mean, that'll probably... I won't need to gas it for at least another month.
and you're not needing your vehicle.
Yeah, I don't drive to work anyway, so...
And how many days did you get off of work?
I was off on Monday and Tuesday, and then I walked to work the other 3 days.
Holy shit.
Took me like 45 minutes to an hour, but it was all right.
Now, do you work in the city?
Yes.
So
I was one of those people that you saw crossing the bridge.
Okay. So you had to walk across the bridge.
Yes.
Wow. I would never have walked to work. I live a half a block from work, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm not walking. Literally, I could fucking spit on the school from my bedroom window, basically. And I'm
yeah,
like, I'm, no.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, with a lot of trees smashing into cars.
Yeah, I bet.
Because everybody parks on the street. You know, all these trees were toppling over and just ramming into cars. And then, I mean, New Jersey, Staten, I mean, it's really sad, the pictures. I mean, it just looks like a war zone out there.
Yeah, it looks terrible there.
I mean, I'm not sure if they'll ever, some of these towns and whatnot, they'll ever get back to what they were. I mean, it's pretty incredible, the damage and destruction. They're calling it a superstorm because it's basically a hurricane ran into a nor'easter. What's bad is we have another nor'easter coming up the coast. It's supposed to hit on, like, Thursday night or something.
Yeah, I heard Thursday. So, in Queens, was there much damage?
Rockaways is in one part of Queens. That's completely destroyed.
Flooding? I mean, what about the flooding?
There's a lot of flooding all over the city.
But I mean, like, your local area.
Mine, not too bad.
Lost power.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't lose power because our power was underground.
Sure.
But people who had overhead power lines lost power. A lot of them did, at least. There's still, like, 1.4 million households in the tri-state area without power. So there's a lot of people without power still.
That is just crazy. That is just crazy talk.
I mean, to me, there's nothing that, like, if you don't have power, I mean, really, what can you do?
There's nothing you can do. Nothing.
I mean, there's only so many books you can read.
You know, I was thinking about that. My iPhone, again, I'm touting the fact that I have an iPhone 5, but the battery on this thing is fucking amazing. I got 2.5 days out of my last charge, and I was on it an awful lot and watched a lot of, like, TV shows on it off of Netflix.
Oh, and here's the other script thing. A lot of the cell towers went down.
Well, that's the shitty part right there.
So, basically, even if you had a working cell phone, you couldn't use it. In a lot of places, I think there's still problems with cell reception.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm impressed that you didn't lose power. That's the one thing. I mean, even though you had underground electrical lines, I'm impressed that you didn't lose power.
They said the only way people lose power when you have underground is if it really floods and the waters get into where the electrical lines are. Or, I know something happened that caused Lower Manhattan to lose power for days.
Well, substations can go out. I mean, wherever there's some substations or things that, Davey in the chat room says Rob was able to naked chat for two straight days on his iPhone 5. That's true. You have no idea how true that is, Davey. I can imagine that things can happen where above ground power can fail. Or below ground power, sorry. Below ground power can fail. But anyway, I'm glad that everything's okay for you in general, but there's a lot of
people.
And
I know
there's
some listeners in the tri-state area, too. Dreamwalker, I think, lives in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard from her in a long time.
So, to all of our tri-state people, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully everything turns out okay.
Yeah. And tomorrow's voting. I mean, that's going to kind of fuck up a lot of voting.
I was going to say, I wonder if that's... I mean, New York and New Jersey are generally solid Democratic states, and I can't see them it having an impact. But Connecticut's one of those 50-50 states.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Connecticut's going to go to Obama as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking more like the Senate races and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know, I did see in New Jersey you can fax in or email in your vote. I'm not sure how that works.
And how many people are, like, if I lived in New Jersey and my house just got washed away, I'm certainly probably not going to take the time to go vote on Tuesday.
No, probably not.
I'm more likely going to be trying to get, figure out my lodging situation.
Anybody in New York can go to any polling place, although you wouldn't be able, you'd only be...
Go for your local race, only for president and senator.
Yeah, president and senator, so that's kind of unhandy.
I mean, really, Obama's going to win. I mean, New York has voted Democrat in every election, I think, since Reagan, and, like, when Reagan won every single state.
You know, and I think in general. And you know what? I
really,
know,
to be quite honest, the only state that needs to go vote is Ohio.
It is.
Because really, is whatever they decide is going to be who becomes president.
It is.
Not to discourage all of our listeners or anything.
And I know this is a reality TV podcast, but there is nothing better than president election night. I love sitting down and watching the presidential election.
What I love is, like, CNN will literally have, like, 20 people around commentating on it.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, how football, for football games, they have, like, 3 or 4 yeah. people breaking it down.
Oh, no.
CNN will have, like, 2 booths of 10 arguing yeah. with each other.
Yeah. It is probably one of the best reality TV shows on, is the presidential election. It may even get a nomination.
And it's going to be multiple days, because I have a feeling this vote is going to be so close in, like, Ohio.
We'll know Wednesday morning. Yeah. We'll know Wednesday.
It's going to be so close, they're going to go down to every single vote.
I think, though, and this is my prediction. We predict everything else. I think we'll know early Wednesday morning that Obama has won re-election. That is my prediction.
You like politics. What do you think about the conspiracy theory about people getting all fired up because Christie was praising Obama because he wants to be president in 2016?
I think that I truly...
It would be a savvy move if you're him, right?
It would be, but I don't think he really cares about that. I think Governor Christie...
I don't either. I think he was actually just kind of getting annoyed and really, like, does want federal assistance for his state. You know what
does.
I mean? So,
now,
I think that's all much of malarkey also.
Yeah. It is. But no, I think that Romney has a much harder path to victory than Obama does. A lot of things have to go right for Romney to win. Romney has to get Florida, has to get North mm-hmm. Carolina, probably has to get Ohio because he's not going to win Pennsylvania. He's not probably going to win Nevada and Colorado. Romney will probably get Iowa. I don't know how Minnesota and Wisconsin are going to go. But either way, however those two states go, Romney just has a really difficult path to victory, and Obama really doesn't.
I mean, at the end, I haven't followed it as closely, but at the end of the day, I just think it's what it's going to end up. Yeah, I think Americans like giving a president 8 years. I think you really kind of have to screw up to only get 4.
Yeah, I mean...
And I think what's more likely going to happen is Obama wins again, and then in 2016, somebody like Rubio wins.
Probably. Or somebody like Ryan. I can see Paul Ryan being a strong candidate in 16.
See, I actually think, I mean, perhaps. But I don't think he distinguished himself so much. Like, if I'm Rubio in Florida or I'm Bush in Florida,
but
I'm absolutely showing up and voting for Obama on Election Day. So, yeah, hoping that I get a shot in 2016 against whoever the Democrats put up.
But you don't want a vice presidential candidate to overshadow the presidential candidate, as we learned in 2008. With
yes, that's true.
I mean, the Republican Party learned a hard lesson with Miss Sarah Palin.
Well, there's always an issue when your VP candidate ends up starring in her own reality show.
Yes,
that's not a good look.
No, it's really, you do not want your VP to overshadow the presidential nominee. And I think Ryan has done a great job of being there, supporting Romney the whole way and not overshadowing it. But I don't know. It is going to be close, but I think that at the end of the night, Obama will have won re-election.
I agree, and I'm sure Sarah Dawson's going to be happy that we dispensed this.
Yeah, I mean, she probably will be. How crazy was that last week?
That was awesome. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame episode.
That was a Hall of Fame episode.
She just calls in on the random.
Yeah, and it was one of those
during
days.
Hurricane Sandy show.
Yeah, it was during the Hurricane Sandy show, wasn't it?
Yeah, we decided to do it early because of Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, that's right. We did it like 4 o'clock in the afternoon last week.
Yes. Yeah,
just amazing how that, and all because of Twitter. I mean, Twitter made that happen. So Thanks to her again for coming on last week. It was, like I said, I Twittered this last week. I don't re-listen to a lot of episodes, but I re-listened to that one last week. I laid in bed, I put my earbuds in, I downloaded the show, and I listened to it. So, anyway. So we got Survivor and the Amazing Race to talk about tonight, folks. We're not just politics here. We're really not. We talk about other things. Yeah, I know, Trevor. Trevor, you enjoyed The Amazing Race immensely this week. I don't know. I'm gonna let you take it away. I'm gonna let you take it away because you enjoyed it way more than I did.
Yeah. Why don't we only spend like 1 minute on The Amazing Race? Because really, I don't think any of our listeners want to hear us talk about it anyways.
No, we need to talk a little. I mean, you loved it, right? It was an awesome episode. I'm joking.
I say we spend 5 minutes on it. Rob and Kelly went home, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Trey and Lexi won the leg. Yeah. Abby and Ryan got second, so they cannot beat that record that they were going after for most consecutive or most first place leg finishes.
That's good.
So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Abby and Ryan, although they're the ones vying for the $2 million. Hurricane Sandy reeks.
I mean, for my money, I think everybody's going to say Dave and Rachel were the dominant team, as they won the most legs. But I still feel like Nick and Star were the best team.
Nick and Star were a consistent team. But Dave and Rachel definitely won the most legs. I mean, you cannot deny them the numbers. You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. I mean, yeah, Nick and Star, most consistent ever. But yeah, Abby and Ryan cannot come up with enough legs now to take that record away from them.
So,
I did want to talk about James and Abba.
Let's talk about Survivor.
No, I want to talk about James and Abba. We need to have an argument here, Trevor.
Okay, shoot, let's argue.
So, I am under the impression that Natalie and Nadia stole the money from James and Abba. The Tweenies. Go, Tweenie! Tweenie! Tweenie, come on, Tweenie!
Yeah, this is one of my favorite teams on the show, so I'm going to defend them here.
How?
The money dropped on the money dropped on the ground.
Right? By the way, I want to ask the chat room because I had to step out of the room when Natalie and Nadia were discussing with Trey and Lexi. Did Trey and Lexi take half the money? Because Natalie and Nadia were discussing splitting the money with Trey and Lexi. Did they end up splitting the money, or did Natalie and Nadia just keep the whole wad for themselves? It was over $100. Okay, they did. They're saying in the chat room that they did split it up. So Trey and Lexi ended up with some money. Natalie and Nadia knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. They were taking some another team's money.
Hey, listen. All right, let's say you're walking down the street, and the guy in front of you drops $100 on the ground. Do you go, hey, here's your $100 back, or do you put it in your pocket?
No, I put it in my pocket, but
there you go. So what's the difference between what Natalie and Nadia did? If anything, Natalie and Nadia shouldn't have split it. They should have kept it for themselves.
No, if it was one of my friends or an acquaintance of mine, I would absolutely pick it up and give it back to them.
But this is a contest. They're not an acquaintance of theirs.
They are acquaintances.
They're in a competition with them for $1 million.
They are acquaintances. They are almost friends. By the end of the season, they're going to be like BFFs. Maybe not James
Abbott. $1 million. For $1 million, you're crippling the team if you take all their money.
Yeah, but James and Abba still ended up beating Natalie and Nadia.
If we were on the show and a team in front of us dropped their money on the ground, I would absolutely pick it up and not give it back.
Well, Trevor, you're an asshole. I mean, you and I, you and I are like yin and yang. I'm the nice guy, and you're the fucking prick.
And if you went so far as to say, oh, hey, there's your money all on the ground, after I just put it in my pocket, I would just flip out. Like, we're basically a million, it'd be a full-fledged meltdown on the show. You're racing for $1 million, but I would never give them their money back.
No, the thing is, Natalie and Nadia, it's one thing to find money. It's another thing to consciously pick it up and know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think what Trey and Lexi did is worse, because they basically blackmailed their way into half the money.
Oh, no, it was hush money. Trey and Lexi got paid off. It was hush money.
So they're just as complicit in this as Natalie and Nadia.
Oh yeah, I don't discount them in their actions at all. I'm just saying, Natalie and Nadia.
If anything, whose actions are worse? The person who sees it happen and then decides, you know what, pay me off and I'll say nothing. Or the person who does the actual taking.
And the Puffy Taco says in the chat room, Lexi was totally on board. That's true. She was. I'm just saying the tweenies knew exactly what they were doing. It's one.
Listen, I say they're playing to win.
You can't accidentally rob a bank, though. You can't, Trevor. You cannot. You can't go, oh, fuck, I accidentally robbed the bank today. No, you went in there with a clear intent of taking the money. And that is exactly what Natalie and Nadia did.
Yeah, they turned to walk away. Money's on the ground. They put it in their pocket.
No, but
cut Lexi in, call it a day.
But they knew what they were doing. They purposefully took the money, knowing what they were doing. Wrong?
And it's a competition. It's a competition. This is what we need more out of on this show, The Amazing Race. I mean, for far too long, this show has been 10 nice teams battling against each other. I want to see more survivor-like villainy. I want to see teams, people not like each other on this show.
That's true.
I want more drama. Do you think Jonathan Penner would give back the money?
No.
Do you think Rob Mariano would ever give back that money? No, they put it in their pocket and call it a day.
Bongo.
That's what makes Survivor's great show. You go and if on Survivor, if Malcolm dropped his immunity idol on the ground, they would fight to the death to pick that up. That's right behind
true.
Him.
That is true. Bongo said also in the chat room, preview showed James and Abba losing their luggage next week, so they're clearly careless. I guess. I mean, that's a good point, too.
As long as you lose your passport, you're in good shape.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they lost their passport. The way it looked from the previews, was they were doing a challenge, long hair, don't care, left their luggage and everything in the taxi cab, and the taxi cab drove away. So that's what happens to their
that's
shit.
What, you know, usually, you know, after what happened with Tony in Dallas, nobody puts their passport in their luggage. I think they all carry it in their pockets. Now.
I would hope so.
You have to buy those cargo shorts with the zip-up pocket on if you're going on the Amazing Race.
But long hair, don't care. So anyway, James and Abba ended up having to beg for money, and they got some. So anyway, good on them.
What would have made it hysterical was if they had asked Natalie and Nadia for money, and they'd been like, "Sorry, we don't have any."
Yeah, it would have been kind of good.
Or if they asked Trey and Lexi for money, and Lexi peels them off like one bill of what they just took. I found this on the ground.
So this week's speed bump was pretty weak. Josh and Brent had to eat ice cream.
I know you have some feelings on that as a challenge.
The detour was deliver, like, giant pretzels or take a bath. just terrible challenges. I mean, come on, people. Okay. Am I putting on kind of a show of Natalie and Nadia? Yes, I hate them. I do not like them. Hey, Tweety, let's go, Tweety! Ah! Barf. I don't want to hear it.
I'm a big fan of them. I'm rooting for them.
But do I like the fact that there was some controversy this week? Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Finally, some controversy.
I hope they steal money every week.
Yeah, I hope Natalie and Nadia just run naked through the streets and steal everyone's money. That would make for a good episode. Not this bullshit of taking a bath and eating ice cream for a speed bump. I mean, it was...
Seriously, that's what the show needs. They need a villain. They need people to stop being... You know, whoever cast the show, they should cast 10... They should have a psychologist in there, and they should pick out 10 teams that just would not get along with each other if they're the last 20 people on the planet. And that's who should be cast on the show.
Yeah, I agree. They need to hate each other. The last time teams really hated each other. were on Tony and Dallas' season, 13. Right?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Yeah, I'll reconnect with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, there's a long delay. I'll reconnect with you.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it's fixed. You seem to answer my question really quickly. No, the last time a team really teams really hated themselves were Tony and Dallas' season, right? And he's gone.
Yeah, when
I'm gonna call him back. I know I hung up on him, but I'm gonna call him back. Getting back on the line. Abby, not so effing Fruit Loops as Abby. Is,
yeah,
there you are. Ryan's a douchebag. What was the Adam, right? Not Adam. And,
yes.
Not Adam and Rebecca. He was deaf. What was his name? Luke.
Yes, I forget what his name.
Luke. Yeah.
Luke was his name.
Yep. Margie and Luke. They didn't get along with a couple teams on that season, right? They didn't get along with the girls that couldn't swim, right?
Yeah, it was Keisha and Jen.
Was that Keisha?
They had a little bumping match at the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Keisha and Jen eventually won an all-star season, right?
Did they? I don't remember.
I think so.
Did they end up winning that season?
I think.
I don't.
They won an all-star season. Chat room, tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't recall that. Keisha and Jen did win Amazing Race 18. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. I'm not blowing smoke out of my ass.
Beating Flight Time and Big Easy and Gary and Mallory. Zev and Justin, Kent and Vixen, Jet and Cord, Ronald and Christina, Margie and Luke.
Yeah, it was set up for Jet and Cord to redeem themselves, and they just sucked up the entire
season. They did. Really terrible job. Yeah, that
Wikipedia page. Can we get into Survivor? I'm done talking about The Amazing Race.
No, we can't. We're not talking about Survivor this week. We decided cutting that out of the show. So what is your prediction for next week on The Amazing Race? I mean, we Josh had... Josh and Brent were sixth place this week, narrowly avoiding elimination after their save with the non-elimination. Like, I think they're gone. I think James and Abba are gone next, and your final four is going to be Trey and Lexi, Abby and Ryan, Natalie and Nadia, and James and James.
Ooh, James and James are throwing in there.
Yep, I'm going to throw them into the final four. Because I don't think James and Abba, long hair, don't care, have the stamina to last much longer.
Okay.
That's just the feeling I got. It is bold. I'm going out on a limb. So, let's talk about Survivor.
Let's get into Survivor, because I think Jeff and Carter made a mistake. I think they're so focused on getting rid of Jonathan Penner that they didn't realize they could have set themselves up for this entire game. Now, hear me out on this vote. RC goes home, right?
Right, because Jonathan played his idol.
Because Jonathan plays his idol. If Jeff and Carter had gone with what Penner had wanted to do and voted for Pete, Pete would have gone home. That divides that entire... They would have splintered that tribe up, right? Jeff Carter, Jonathan Penner, Scoopin', and RC then are the power six on the island. They could have gone all the way to the end with that six.
They could have, but I think Pete and Abby are too much of a force to be reckoned with. I think Pete...
They made a huge mistake. They could have gotten rid of... They could not only would they have gotten rid of Pete, they didn't know this, but they would have been getting rid of an idol as well.
Well, no, because Abby has that idol. Or does Pete have that idol? Who has that idol? I thought Abby
he
had control of that. Maybe he does. I just assumed Abby had that idol. No, I think that Pete and Abby just are too much of a force to be reckoned with. I think they have too many friends.
And I don't understand it. I understand that Jeff wants to finish ahead of Penner. But, I mean, to me, the goal is to win the game, mm-hmm. right? The goal is to win the season. I don't see how it's to his advantage, him and Carter's advantage, to be the low men in that big alliance when they could have basically controlled their own alliance dragged Penrod along to like 5 or 6 and then gotten rid of him.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
And Penn still kind of, man, Penner would have used his idol anyways. Right? Because he was going to throw it out there no matter what. He was just so scared.
Yeah.
I think they almost had a perfect opportunity to let it go. Because I'm rooting for Jeff. I'd like to see him win. No. But I just thought it was not the best strategic move.
I just think that Abby and Pete have too many friends in high places for that plan to have worked.
Now, what's this Lisa Welchel running around trying to backdoor somebody this week? Who is she trying to backdoor here?
Who are we talking about?
Blair Warner's trying to backdoor somebody this week.
Oh, really?
That's what the previews are doing.
Really?
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta...
You just shut up during this, don't you, Trevor? Yeah, what is she up to? What is she up to? I want to know
this.
She's up to
something this week.
She, I think...
Who's she trying to get back?
And I'm with Davey in the chat room. I think she might be going after Malcolm. Knowing now that he has an idol, I think she's going after Malcolm. Which I'll be pissed about, because I like Malcolm. I'm rooting for Malcolm. Malcolm's my boy.
I'm rooting for Malcolm, too. It would make a lot of sense to get rid of Malcolm.
It would.
If she tells Pete and Abby Maria that Malcolm has an idol, they're probably going to be on board with flushing it.
Probably. Probably. And
it's you or them. You want to be holding the only idol left in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's probably Malcolm, which I'm going to be pissed about. Because Lisa could ride Malcolm and Denise's coattails for a while yet. Because Denise has enough friends in high places to make her last a while.
If I'm Lisa, I wouldn't be trying to flush that idol. I'd be willing to ride it out with Malcolm and Denise all the way to the final three. Final three gets you a speech in front of the jury.
It absolutely does.
You know what I mean? I'll take a final three alliance and Survivor any day of the week.
Yep, it absolutely does. I just think Denise has the power to get herself towards the end, and that means bringing Malcolm along, and that means Lisa going along with Malcolm.
Shit, and Lisa could even have a chance in a three-way duel against Malcolm and Denise, depending on how the jury is comprised.
Lisa, if she doesn't fuck it up...
She's probably going to try to backdoor Malcolm this week.
Yeah, she's... I don't know if she has the spine to continue far in this game. If she would just shut the fuck up. If she would just shut the fuck up, you've got Jeff and Pete and Carter now going after Penner. Just step back, bitch. Because you aren't even on the radar. Why are you waving your hands and throwing up flares as to your position in this game? It's not a good idea, Lisa. Not a good idea.
Here's the thing. I think it might enhance her position in the game if she does let Pete know that Malcolm has the idol.
How does that enhance her more so than being fifth in an alliance?
I think, you know, that's the kind of information. I wouldn't be stunned if Pete's end game is to carry her and Abby Maria with him to the final three and then say, look, yeah, don't I deserve to win over these two?
It might be, but she has a stronger alliance with Denise and Malcolm than she does with Abby and Pete.
She's been with Pete and Abby longer.
She has. That's true. That's a great point that you're making right there. But
she isn't a stronger alliance if she's with Malcolm and Denise. They're better physically.
True.
Here's how I think this ends up, though. I still think, at the end of the day, Jonathan Penner is who goes home this week.
Yeah, I think he's gone. Because Stephen Minneapolis says, remember, they showed Penner pissed at everyone, almost voting him out. They're talking in the chat room that Penner might spill the beans that she's a celebrity. If it gets out that she was Blair Warner on The Facts of Life, that will be the end for her. Because everybody's going to think she's... Yeah, I mean, you could.
Not.
You could. You could go, what the fuck is he talking about?
I mean, that's why you watch Facts of Life.
That's true. I mean, because...
I'd be like, go fuck yourself. I'm not Blair Warner.
Abby's 32. I mean, artists might know who he is. Denise might know who he is, who she is.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're right. There's too many other people. I would say, yeah, this is just a desperate ploy by you to not get yourself voted off the show. How dare you accuse me of being somebody like that?
The thing is, though, if I was out there and somebody said, because I would never have recognized Lisa as Blair until somebody says something that, oh, and I'd be, oh, shit, she is. That is exactly who it is. Jeff Kent.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't know until, same with Jeff Kent, both of them. I wouldn't know until somebody said, you know what, that person looks familiar. They play baseball.
Yeah, I would never know Jeff Kent.
I would take a stronger look at him. Oh, shit, that is Jeff Kent.
Yeah, I would never recognize Jeff Kent. But Lisa, I would. If somebody says, oh, that's Blair Warner from The Facts of Life, I'd be, holy fuck, shit, it is.
Let's vote her off the island.
Let's get her the fuck out of here, because she's obviously rich, because I'm sure that Facts of Life check is still rolling in. But yeah, I don't know. If that gets out, she's in big trouble. But yeah, I think Jonathan's gone.
I agree.
Jonathan's absolutely gone. But yeah, you're right. I think that Jeff and Carter screwed up, but I think Pete and Abby just have too many friends in the
I new just track. Think Jeff and Carter had a chance to put themselves in the Catbird's seat in an alliance, right?
Right. No,
they vote Pete off. They basically rip the head off the snake off that other tribe. Right? And then basically, yeah, then they're running the game.
They are.
They're absolutely running the game.
I just think that Pete and Abby are friends with too many people for that to have successfully happened. I just think
in Jeff and Carter's head, more Jeff's head, he just wanted to make sure he beat Jonathan Penner. And to me, he kind of sacrificed winning the game. He wanted to win the battle so much he may have lost the war.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He may have. But I'm not sure that he had the numbers to back him up. I'm not sure he had the support to get rid of Pete.
I think he would have, because there's already two votes against Pete, right? You assume those came from Scoopin' and RC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when it came down to, it was a three-way vote,
Penner.
Right?
It probably came from Penner.
And in against if Carter and Jeff also vote for Pete, then Pete now has four votes, right?
But
if they say that they're voting for Pete, I think you might have dragged more people into it.
But Jeff and Carter were too worried about flushing Jonathan's idol.
Mm-hmm.
They probably did the right thing by flushing it now instead of waiting. Because they had the numbers to do it. I think there was just too many things happening.
Jonathan seemed like he was willing to play that game with them until the final four or five. So if you're willing to stay with somebody till then, let them have the idol.
Yeah, that's true. The Puffy Taco brings up a good point in the chat room, too. I doubt Pete and Abby are friends with people. They just have their support. But people don't like them. No, that's true. When I use the term friends loosely, they have the support of people.
I was going to say, Pete and Abby have a loose alliance with Artis and Blair Warner.
Yeah, they do. And somewhat with Carter.
Yeah.
I think
right now, Carter and Jeff are with them.
Yeah.
They have a loose alliance of themselves, Blair Warner, Artis, and Jeff and Carter now.
And Denise is kind of in there with Carter. I mean, so Carter's kind of telling Denise what to do.
Denise and Malcolm, I think, are together.
Oh, Denise
That's a two-person alliance voting with the majority right now.
Mm-hmm. It is. And that's why I think Lisa is dumb for turning... If she does so this week, I think it's dumb for her to turn her back on Malcolm. Because...
I think Malcolm's whole game plan is to keep voting with the majority until it looks like he might be the one on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Drop the idol at least one of the times where he might go, and then hope to keep winning physical immunity challenges the rest of the way through.
Yeah. How about that immunity challenge this week? That was kind of cool. And I want to talk about that reward challenge from a couple weeks ago, the stalemate, where they had to move that ball. We never did talk about that. We were going to talk about that. We were going to talk about that last week, but Dawson called in. Anyway, what did you say?
I would have made the same deal Penner made in that one.
I would have too, but what a fucking amazing challenge. I mean, honestly, how fucking cool is that? We've never had a challenge end in a stalemate like that.
That's like 100 times cooler than any challenge in the Amazing Race this year.
Oh, yeah. I think that that challenge, the Big Ball Challenge, is going to get a reality TV nomination. Award nomination.
Oh, it's definitely. Actually, give it a nomination right now before we forget.
You think so? I should go do that right now?
It's nomination worthy.
It is nomination worthy. I like this, that I've set this up so that we can do nominations throughout the whole fucking year. Edit questions. Oh, no, edit answer type is what I need to do. So, best challenge.
Yeah, do you think part of Abby Maria's hatred towards RC stems from RC walking around that leopard bikini all season long?
Yes, it does. It does.
I mean, I was trying to figure out why there's this hatred. And I was talking to her, it's because she prances around in that leopard bikini all the time, and it intimidates the hell out of Abby Maria.
It does.
And I was like, what? I think that's probably true.
It is. It has been nominated. It is officially nominated. Yeah, RC is smoking hot, and Abby is just fucking jealous. Abby, at best, is a 5.5.
I think Abby Maria got I think you're right. I think there is a tinge of her not liking RC because RC looks much better in a bikini than
right, and RC is 5 years younger than Abby Maria. And that doesn't help either. You know, Abby's 32 years old. You know, I just turned 30. You start feeling I've never felt attractive about myself. But at 32 for a female, I can about imagine that you start feeling less about yourself. And now I'm getting...
I would say 32 is a strong age.
No, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for it, but that's all right.
Listen, I think 32 is right there. I think that's right good.
It's out of my. I'm 30, and it's out of my age range.
I am going to disagree with yourself. I say 32 is a great age.
I have a very. This is why I'm still single, because I have a very specific age range, and that goes from 18 years in one day to 18 years in 3 days. If you're anywhere outside of that age range, sorry.
Chanting for the inappropriate bell.
If you're outside of that age range, that age radius for me, you're moving on. Yeah, I'm too picky. I know, I live in a town of 500. I'm too picky. It just has really narrowed down my fucking dating pool. I understand. So what do you think happens next week, Trevor?
I think Jonathan Penner goes home. I think this is all a smokescreen.
Yeah, I do too. But I think Lisa does something stupid for her own game.
I think Lisa may try to get Malcolm off the show.
Yeah. And Malcolm might just have to take her behind a bush and slap her a few times. Just beat her. I mean, not hard. Not really hard, but just scare her a little bit. Like, bitch, fucking... Just give her a good... on the face a couple times.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff Probst would be happy if that happened.
You don't think so? So, Malcolm, I heard that you slapped up Lisa earlier today.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that would get you disqualified from the game of Survivor.
You think so? Just give her a few slaps behind the fucking bushes. Nobody will know. Make sure there's no cameras around, Malcolm. That's all you need to do. Make sure there's no proof. Don't leave any marks. That's why you don't slap her very hard.
I think you need another inappropriate
mark. I'm fucking talking about beating up Blair Warner. just fucking beating the shit. How hated would Malcolm be?
The greatest television history.
What's that? What'd you say?
Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Hello?
Uh-oh. He can't hear me.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? He can't hear me. Hello? You know, you gotta give him a little credit. They're fucking... It's amazing that he's even able to talk to me. There's still 1.4 million people without power out there. So the internet's probably not in perfect condition out there. So I think he's back now.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, how hated would Malcolm be if he beat up Blair Warner?
He'd be the most hated person in reality TV history.
Yeah, he would not be like...
Listen, people still haven't forgiven that guy, Jonathan, for pushing his wife
in Victoria. Greece. Jonathan and Victoria?
Yeah, when Phil Keegan gave him the, I think you need to talk to your wife speech.
Yeah.
That condescending British accent.
Oh, I was hoping to find a video of that. Oh, the shove. Here it is. I wonder if...
If I could just find that map that we had, I would be fine, but I can't find it.
If another team beats us, Victoria, I'm going to lose it.
Then lose it, okay, John?
I'm going to lose it on you because you can't get it right on the ground.
Somebody's out
of this. Oh, Freddie and Kendra. Do you remember Freddie and Kendra?
Yeah, I was rooting for Freddie and Kendra. I like
that. I can't believe it's the power.
Oh my god.
You never help me with anything. Why can't you just help me one time with something?
Oh, these two were hateable. Were they? Were they not the most hateable team ever?
They were, although you then eventually felt bad for Victoria.
Oh yeah, but she's a raging lunatic in this clip.
Let's go. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Come on, Victoria.
Run, we can outrun those two.
Alright, baby.
I don't know if this is very entertaining radio.
No, it's coming.
I can't do it, Victoria.
It's here, come on, John.
Run.
Victoria, I can't do it.
It's here, come on, John. Come on.
Come on, honey.
My back is so much heavier than yours.
My bag is so much heavier than yours. That dick wouldn't even lighten up her bag. Oh my god, listen to her. She is just...
His treatment of her is just reprehensible on this.
I'll run her.
Where's the game, baby? I can't do it.
Oh,
why did you pick up my bag? Why?
Listen, to this day, I mean, the way he acted towards her on that season of the show, I mean, that's still gotta haunt him. Anybody who sees them together,
oh boy,
has to just feel like, oh my god,
yeah,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself in the way you acted on television.
Yes, yes, you should. Oh, I gotta hear what Phil has to say about this. We're still watching Freddie and Kendra take first place here, winning a beautiful trip.
How could you do it?
There was the shove. Phil is just not happy.
Jonathan and Victoria, you're team number two.
Thank you.
Why couldn't you just carry it yourself?
I threw it for a reason. You didn't have to stop and pick it up.
It wasn't going to be here when we got back.
That's my bag. I should have been able to do that.
Victoria?
She's gonna live with her choices. She should have left it. We should have gone. We would have been here.
Jonathan, I think you probably should go and talk to Victoria.
Why did you pick up my bag, Victoria? I got nothing to say to you either. This is a race. This isn't about compassion.
Oh my god, that was the whole clip right there. I'll put the clip in the show notes for everybody who wants to listen. Or watch along as you listen. I'll make sure this clip go in the show notes.
That was Phil's one of Phil's best moments in history.
It really was.
You can need to talk to your wife.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put that link in the show notes for everybody to watch. yeah, Stephen Minneapolis says, remember Tar or the Amazing Race won an Emmy for that. yeah, I'll put that in the show notes for tonight. Be sure to save that link. Oh, anything else to talk about, Trevor?
Nah, I think that's all I had.
So I want everybody to go vote tomorrow. I don't care who you're going to vote for. If you live in the United States, if you're in Canada, don't come vote because they won't let you. But I just want everybody to go out there and vote. It doesn't matter. Have your voice be heard. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Go out there and vote. Take your right and use it. That's what I urge everybody to do tomorrow. That's my words of wisdom that you get every 4 years from Rob.
Nice.
How about you, Trevor? Do you have any words of wisdom?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We're all scared.
You know, if, oh my god, I see a video clip of Sharla and Myrna. I'm going to be doing that in the post show. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
You can catch me at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF. That's the best way of getting a hold of me, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, we'll be back next Monday night, November 12th. 2012. If you want to listen live, go to rffradio.com/live. Everything's right there for you on the live show. Join our chat room, listen to us live, and I'm going to be doing stuff after the show here because we're going to listen to some Sharla and Myrna clips. So, all right, everybody, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. See you later.